proven to deliver thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair. Split ends? No problem. Dry, brittle hair? No problem. Fine, flat, lifeless hair? No problem. How about coarse, out-of-control curls, right? No problem. Ovation Cell Therapy Hair and Scalp Treatment helps in all of these areas, and there's a system formula just right for your hair type, even color-treated hair. Ovation is friend-recommended, buyer-approved, and Ovation guaranteed, or your money back, because Ovation really works. Take the cool plunge and try Ovation now with 15% off. No minimums, no restrictions, and guaranteed at OvationHair.com. New customers, select USA Radio at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. Hurry, these end-of-summer savings won't last long.
Several of the Caribbean islands decimated by Hurricane Irma have Hurricane Jose coming their way in just a day.
The storm Jose is at major hurricane status, and forecasters warn it's following a very similar path, taking it through the Caribbean and potentially into Florida. Another round of hurricane-force winds and torrential rains from Jose could create life-threatening flooding across Antigua and Barbuda, just a few of the islands that have already been made almost uninhabitable by killer Irma. The death toll in the Caribbean continues to climb as that region struggles to even begin the recovery effort after Irma.
No injuries being reported in Columbus, Ohio, after police arrested a suspect connected to an active shooter situation at an area high school. Police are not saying if the suspect taken into custody at Columbus Scioto High School is a student. The school was placed on lockdown about 8:30 local time. Police say a SWAT team made the arrest and seized the gun. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. A diverse show again, as always, this week. Earthquakes. one of the Naked Brothers comes by, now it's the news, and the friendship between a Marine and a combat photographer. But first, the strange news of the week. Lego theft. That's where we start. Lego theft, ladies and gentlemen. A Michigan man reached out to authorities to help track down his valuable Lego collection after it was stolen in a home robbery. The name of the man? Brian Richards. His were the Legos stolen. He wrote a blog post claiming someone invaded his family's home sometime after midnight on August 28th and stole his extensive Lego collection, containing dozens of complicated sets, from his basement. Someone came into my home while we were sleeping and removed nothing except thousands of dollars of Lego, small rattly pieces of plastic, he wrote. Either a crew that should be large enough to be noticed or with many trips up and down the stairs. Richards said his family was home all day, and the house remained locked from the time he went to sleep until the time he awoke the next morning. I think it was an inside job. He asked law enforcement and other residents to monitor sites such as Craigslist and eBay for large amounts of Lego bricks or items from his collection being sold. A low trick, a low prank indeed, dear friends. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. We're speaking today with Catherine Miles. She is the author of Quakeland, and it's all about earthquakes, not only in the places where you would usually expect them, but all across the country. Catherine, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Sure. So I am one of those folks who lives or certainly grew up in one of the areas where you would normally expect to have one of those earthquakes. I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area. I was there and experienced as a young person the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake, and now I live in Oregon and am awaiting whatever horrendous Cascadia event is supposedly on the schedule for some point over the next few years. But what you're talking about transcends that. I mean, you're talking about earthquakes all over the country. Why are earthquakes taking place in unexpected places? And where are those places?
Yeah, you know, and the thing that really surprised me as I was researching this book is just how little we know and just how little even the very best experts know about seismicity in this country, or frankly anywhere else in the world. And, you know, as technology increases, as we gain more ability to sort of map deep beneath the earth, what we're learning is that there are faults all over the country. There's 2,100 known faults in the country right now. Experts at the USGS say that it's probably exponentially higher in terms of the number of actual faults. And so what we now know is that places that we thought were immune from earthquakes, places like New York City, Boston, St. Louis, are in fact at real risk for quakes. And as we learn more about our ability to create quakes through our activities, we're broadening that even further. And so we're seeing places like Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, places that have never had an earthquake that now are seeing hundreds a year.
And how much of this has to do with naturally occurring faults that we're just discovering now and our activities? I know that folks say that fracking often impacts seismic activity and increases it, and that's what we're talking about in the middle of the country, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, and so forth. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so we see both. And one of the sort of fascinating and scary realities is every major earthquake in this country has happened on a fault that we didn't know about before that earthquake happened. And so where the next one is going to happen is really kind of a guess. And so those are the naturally occurring earthquakes. In terms of the induced earthquakes, yes, absolutely. In places like Oklahoma, what we're seeing is a combination of wastewater injection, and some scientists think even the very act of fracking is indeed causing these induced quakes. And it's not just fracking. It's not just a fracking problem. Mining, reservoirs, the building of high-rises, the carving out of tunnels, all of these human activities, harnessing geothermal power, all of these things have the potential to create not just small earthquakes, but earthquakes capable of real damage.
That's right, because I've heard that a lot of the earthquakes in Oklahoma are smaller ones. They're kind of clusters of them. How does fracking presumably cause seismic activity? What's going on? What's the mechanism?
Right, right. And we should say what we do know indisputably is that it's really the wastewater injection that we know is causing the earthquake. Mm. So what happens with fracking is water and a variety of chemicals get forced into the earth in order to break up the rock and allow the natural gas to escape. As that natural gas escapes, stores, sort of aquifer-type stores of salt water also come up. So more cumulative water comes out than is put in. That water then gets trucked to these high-pressure disposal wells and gets forced into the ground at rates of, like, huge amounts of pressure. That pressure goes in, and does exactly what happens in fracking, right? It breaks up the rock. And if there is a weakness in a fault or an area there, that's what causes the earthquake. We also think that the extraction of the gas, we know that the extraction of oil can cause earthquakes. We know that the extraction of minerals can cause earthquakes.
We're speaking with Catherine Miles. She's the author of Quakeland. So I got to know, am I doomed up here in the Pacific Northwest? What can I do? Should I be fleeing? Because the signs point to yes, according to my magic eight ball.
Don't go. The Northwest is gorgeous.
Okay.
So stay, but be smart about how you stay. Yeah, you know, I mean, what we're really learning about the sheer power of that subduction zone up there and what it's capable of, and some really smart scientists up there have done some really great detective work to kind of unpack these previous earthquakes up there that have caused massive tsunamis that did real damage to Japan even.
Right.
So yes, the threat is real. Yes, the threat could be bad. Not only are you going to have an earthquake that's going to cause damage, not only are there going to probably be catastrophic fires that are going to cause damage, but that tsunami threat to the Northwest is real. But that doesn't mean go, by all means stay, but it does mean think really hard about what you've done to your house. Think really hard as a community about how you can be resilient. Do you have an evacuation plan? Do you have an evacuation plan if the road you thought you were going to use is impassable? Do you have supplies? Have you made those good decisions so if that earthquake happens, the damage is going to be as minimal as possible to you?
Well, I can say that, with regard to the fires, as someone who typically spends his Augusts in a valley filled with smoke from wildfires, The Pacific Northwest is beautiful, but there is that side of it, and I will be alert to that danger as well, as far as the Cascadia subduction zone is concerned. Hey, Catherine Miles, author of Quakeland, thanks so much for being with us on Now It's the News, and thanks for the heads up, the warning, and the excellent information. All the best.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Bye bye. Listening to Now It's the News, I'm Derek Blair.
I'm Will Flitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin Condon recommends layering your rewards programs to maximize earning opportunities.
Many grocery stores and gas stations have their own rewards programs. Earn even more rewards by paying with a credit card like Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards, which offers 3% cash back on gas purchases and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs.
Another tip from Condon is to take advantage of banking rewards programs to further boost credit card rewards.
Bank of America Preferred Rewards offers perks such as credit card cash back bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and waived fees on everyday banking services. Since Preferred Rewards launched in 2014, Bank of America customers have earned over $500 million in cash back and points bonuses.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And now, it's the news.
More strange news of the week. Two Penn State professors received $300,000 from the National Science Foundation to develop technology that will enable digital services and devices to weed out fake news. The university says information sciences and technology professor Dong-Won Lee and communications professor S. Shyam Sundar are working on the project. Lee says fake news has been around for decades but has been exacerbated on the internet and on social media platforms. But not here on Now It's the News, ladies and gentlemen. The professors plan to investigate characteristic indicators of fake news and develop complex formulas that will enable digital devices to recognize those indicators and purge stories that contain them. Sundar has researched the psychology of online news consumption for two decades. You know, I've been doing it at least that long, and let me tell you, the psychology of online news definitely needs some time on the couch. Dinosaurs in Washington, D.C., inflatable dinosaurs this time, as a part of a protest. Hundreds of people dressed in dinosaur costumes took to the streets of Washington, D.C. to protest budget cuts after affecting national service programs was a concern. Service Year Alliance organized the demonstration on Wednesday against President Donald Trump's 2018 budget proposal that threatens the extinction of programs such as Peace Corps, Teach for America, Youth Build, and City Year. Protesters wearing inflatable dinosaur costumes walked along eight locations throughout Washington, D.C., including DuPont Circle, the White House, the Lincoln Memorial, and Union Station. And that's not even including the dinosaurs that go into the Supreme Court on a regular basis. You see, because, yeah. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. An orphan girl dreams of becoming a ballerina and flees her rural Brittany for Paris, where she passes for someone else and accedes to the position of pupil at the Grand Opera House. That's what happens in Leap. It's opening in theaters this weekend, and Nat Wolff plays
Whoa.
The voice of Victor.
You have an amazing voice.
Well, thank you so much.
You doing that voiceover thing? That was unbelievable.
Well, awesome.
Are you the voice in movie trailers?
I can give it a shot.
In a world.
In a world created by Nat Wolff, one man, one way, he
That's amazing.
Can play Victor. Welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here, Nat Wolff.
That really blew my mind. You should do that. You're like the guy with the golden voice, that guy, you know, the homeless guy who has that amazing... I mean, sounds a lot like that, actually. Have you seen that video? Your voice sounds very similar.
Well, that is all. You know, I have. You know, I'm aware of who that guy is, and I've seen the story, and I think I think he got rehired. So, I mean, that's good news for him. Yeah.
Good.
So, I've kind of been following his story, but you know, maybe Don LaFontaine. I'm hoping for that kind of a stratum. But goodness, I'm not
you
in the same.
For it.
I will give it a shot on your recommendation, and I'm saving that for my audition part of this tape.
Good.
But you are known for your work in the Naked Brothers Band, and my daughter definitely knows you from The Fault in Our Stars and Paper Towns. So we are familiar with what you do and have done in the past. What do you do in Leap? What is your role? What's your motivation, so to speak?
I play Victor, who's this inventor, and he helps Elle Fanning's character, who wants to be a dancer, escape from an orphanage, and then they go and kind of follow their dreams, and there's a little love triangle, and then, you know, he's kind of the one that you're rooting for to get the girl.
Cool. You know, I know how voice work works. A lot of the times you're in a studio by yourself.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Well, sometimes you're 1,000 miles away from where you're working. Sometimes you kind of literally phone it in. And I wonder,
right.
Did you get an opportunity to work with the other folks in this picture directly? How did that shake out? Oh, wow.
No, I mean, I haven't even met most of the people that I'm on the poster with.
Oh, man.
You know, like Mel Brooks and Carly Rae Jepsen. And I mean, I know Elle already, but I didn't do any work with anybody. I could hear some of the voices while I was doing it, so that helped as a response to the actual voices and stuff. But a lot of it is just kind of sitting in a room and going, you know, crazy with your imagination. And I found it to be really fun and sort of free.
It is kind of cool being able to do that. I mean, it would be nice to interact with folks, but in a way, it's freeing to be there by yourself. It's a little less self-conscious, and you can just kind of like put whatever comes to your head into that microphone, and it's kind of awesome. You know, you end up with some really interesting stuff sometimes.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, Leap is coming out this weekend. The Naked Brothers Band, that was a while ago. Are you still naked?
Am I still naked?
Well, I mean, in the
Not
sense of the Naked
right
Brothers
now.
Band, are you still attached to the? Is the nakedness
I mean,
of
I
the Naked
play
Brothers
with my
Band
brother.
Awesome? Okay, you do. Okay, so
yeah,
you still go out
with
on
my
tour.
Brother. We're in a still the band. Yeah, I mean, now we're called Nat and Alex Wolff.
Awesome.
But we still tour. We still put out. We just put out an album called Public Places in December.
Yeah,
and it's cool. You know, we can still go places and play around and draw a crowd and
cool.
You know, it makes it so it makes it a little difficult with the scheduling with him doing movies and me doing movies and stuff. But then when we do have time off, we try to get right to it.
That's fantastic. Well, that's good to hear. I know a lot of folks who have followed you, younger folks, my daughter's age, and she's about to turn 18, who follow you from your work with the John Green Project. How has that transformed what you've done in your career?
It's just made everything much easier. You know, obviously those experiences were both super important to me, but it's just, you know, it's made it so I don't have to, get on my knees and beg for roles as much. You know, I have a little bit more control over the things that I work on, which is sort of an actor's dream.
That's fantastic. Well, that's good to hear. I hope that you have a very successful Labor Day weekend with this film. I hope that you have a very enjoyable Labor Day weekend. And please give my best to your brother. I'm stunned and very gratified to hear that you're still touring. And if you ever get in a box with a microphone, just blather on, because it really does come up with some very creative stuff. This weekend, Leap is in theaters.
Good
We're
idea.
Talking with,
well, I also have big, high hopes for you and your voiceover career.
Well, thank you
and
so
I hope
much.
I hear you on a big movie trailer soon.
I'm going to come to a theater near you.
Amazing
very
voice.
Shortly. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. It's very appreciated. Nat Wolff with Leap. See it in theaters this weekend. Nat Wolff, thank you so much for being on Now It's the News.
Thanks, man.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
I'm Will Flitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We are doing everything we can to help with disaster preparations, and when the time comes, we will restore, recover, and rebuild together as Americans.
President Trump, in a video message recorded for residents of Florida, the president urging Floridians to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Irma. Florida Governor Rick Scott sent a similar message to his residents, telling them the storm size is absolutely massive.
This storm is wider than our entire state and is expected to cause major and life-threatening impacts from coast to coast.
Southern Mexico dealing with the aftermath of the strongest earthquake in 100 years. At least five people dead after the magnitude 8.1 earthquake. Officials say magnitude 5.0 aftershocks have been reported across the region. Nearly 2 million people are without power because of the quake. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Labor Day and back to school signals the end of summer, and it's been a hot one, so Ovation Hair is offering you a cool end of summer special. 15% off every hair improving product you buy. And what's even cooler are the results you'll get from the Ovation Cell Therapy Treatment. Clinically proven to deliver thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair. Split ends? No problem. Dry, brittle hair? No problem. Fine, flat, lifeless hair? No problem. How about coarse, out-of-control curls, right? No problem. Ovation Cell Therapy Hair and Scalp Treatment helps in all of these areas. And there's a system formula just right for your hair type, even color-treated hair. Ovation is friend-recommended, buyer-approved, and Ovation guaranteed, or your money back, because Ovation really works. Take the cool plunge and try Ovation now with 15% off. No minimums, no restrictions, and guaranteed at OvationHair.com. New customers, select USA Radio at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. Hurry, these end-of-summer savings won't last long.
And now, it's the news.
Hello.
more strange news of the week, ladies and gentlemen. High anxiety about White House politics, hurricane flooding, and even the threat of nuclear war with North Korea is adding an extra spark to the annual burning of a giant ghostly marionette that serves as an effigy to doom and gloom in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Zozobra, have you heard of it? It's a big old weird-looking, like, puppet kind of thing, and they burn it down. Tens of thousands of revelers come each year to a Santa Fe City Park for a wholesome mixture of ghoulish fun. It's a six-story puppet, and inside it are reams of crumpled and handwritten notes about recent troubles and travails that people hope to leave behind. Worries this year included a combustible mix of disenchantment with politics and preoccupation over natural and man-made disasters. Zozobra, take us away. Remove our trials and travails. We exhort you. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. We're speaking today with Sergeant Thomas Brennan, U.S. Marine Corps retired, and Finbar O'Reilly, a combat photographer. They're the authors of a memoir, Shooting Ghosts, a U.S. Marine combat photographer, and their journey back from war. Gentlemen, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Sergeant Brennan, tell us, if you could, how you met Finbar. What were the circumstances, and how did you get to know each other?
Yes, so I met Finbar during my deployment to Afghanistan between 2010 and 2011. My squad of Marines, there was 15 of us at the time, I believe, had just got done doing an operation for 3 days in a nearby village. And we came hiking up to OP Kundak, which was the position that we would later control. And, you know, carrying just rucksacks full of gear. We looked like a band of gypsies with just stuff, like, piled onto our packs to go to this place. And we walk up the hill. We go inside. We drop our stuff down. And all of a sudden, there's just this gaunt man sitting in the corner. And I initially thought that he was a government contractor. I didn't even know what Reuters was at the time. And it turned out he was a photojournalist. So I was quite shocked when we first met.
Yeah, and Finbar, what was your impression of Sergeant Brennan when you met him?
Well, in a way, I'd been at this remote outpost overlooking the desert for a couple of days. And I'd chosen it because it was this sort of sparsely beautiful kind of almost like a Utah Western landscape. But I needed, you know, Marines to be there, and there were only a handful of them when I arrived. And then Sergeant Brennan's squad rocked up, and I thought, okay, this could be interesting. But my challenge was then to kind of earn the confidence as an outsider of this close-knit, tight-knit group who'd been training and fighting side by side for, at that point, a couple of weeks in country in Afghanistan. And as a journalist, it's not always easy to get past that sort of initial suspicion that Sergeant Brennan and his guys would have had of me as a member of the media. And so I would have little tricks that I would use to kind of ingratiate myself with guys based on previous embeds that I'd done. So I knew this was a remote place, so I picked up cartons of cigarettes and chewing tobacco to kind of soften them up a little bit, because it is a very difficult thing for them to get, but it's a very important thing for these guys to have. So I handed over these boxes of cigarettes and chewing tobacco, and Sergeant Brennan kind of passed them on to his guys, and then we started talking. And I thought, okay, this is, you know, a rough and tumble bunch of guys, as you expect Marines to be. And I had to kind of gauge how, you know, his level of resistance to my being there and just try to soften him up. And that wasn't the easiest thing initially, because he was pretty skeptical of my presence, weren't you, TJ?
I did not want him there at all. I don't think any service member at a small position in the middle of nowhere, Afghanistan or Iraq or, you know, any other place in the world, wants to have a journalist with them, because the military as a whole is a very attention to detail driven organization, and the slightest thing taken out of context in a piece of journalism or especially a photo can have career-ending consequences to someone in the military. So that's kind of like why the divide between the media and the military exists, and it was what I was most afraid of with Finbar being there.
We're speaking
as it turned out, we got sent out on a patrol the next morning and came under fire, so we very quickly were put under a pressure situation, and that, in a way, broke the ice. And you know, we started to trust each other a little bit more after that first firefight the next morning.
We're speaking with Finbar O'Reilly and Thomas J. Brennan, the authors of Shooting Ghosts. Sergeant Brennan, if you could just briefly, what were your experiences like? How did you overcome those initial difficulties, and what was the transition like coming back to the United States?
So initially coming home, you're obviously very excited to see your family, and you're very excited to not be at war again, and showers feel great, and I couldn't wait to get home, and I was really excited to feel warm jeans out of the dryer. That was just one thing that I was extremely excited for throughout my deployment. It's the little things that you miss. But then when you come home, like, I longed for so long to be back in my house with my wife and my daughter. And then when I was there, all I could think about was Afghanistan. So, like, it turned into me not wanting to be present in my own life back in the United States. And then, you know, that transformed into depression, and I started to really dwell on the physical symptoms of you know, my invisible TBI, or traumatic brain injury, and it eventually led to my own suicide attempt, and it was a very difficult transition, and it's not necessarily the norm, but it's all too common for veterans to have difficult transitions out of the military.
I should just point out here as well that one of the things we missed is that on one of the patrols we were on, Sergeant Brennan's squad was ambushed, and I photographed the whole sequence of him getting knocked out by a rocket-propelled grenade explosion, and a lot of the difficulties that he suffered upon coming home were related to that concussion and the resulting brain injury and the post-traumatic stress of that event, compounded on top of experiences that he'd previously had in Iraq. So it wasn't just the daily in and out of being on deployment, but some of these more extreme traumatic events as well are what led to that spiral that he just described.
We're speaking with Finbar O'Reilly and Thomas J. Brennan. They're the authors of Shooting Ghosts, a U.S. Marine, a combat photographer, and their journey back from war. Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking the time today. I appreciate your efforts and all the best in talking about this story and helping returning soldiers from overseas, because there are a lot of difficulties. Hopefully at some point we can get into them further. All the best, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
This is the chopper!
I'm Will Flitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
Mike Hewitt here with another minute of common sense. Our Union of States continues to wrestle with a problem that predates our founding. Unfortunately, the focus has morphed from healthcare to insurance. Not surprisingly, our founders focused on providing health care on a state level with a mix of state and private funding. Guess what, folks? It worked. Ben Franklin's genius was rooted in common sense. In Pennsylvania, he sought to gain health care for those that couldn't afford it, and he did. Now we're focused on insurance while few can afford health care. No surprises here. Hospitals with more administrative than medical staff, billing clerks with four-year degrees and loads of lawyers on retainer, health care? No, government insurance. Common sense demands we begin again where Dr. Franklin left off. Get the federal government out of the insurance business and return the focus of our state legislatures to health care. We already know this works, folks. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And now, it's the news.
I'm just like Luke Skywalker trying to get out of the Death Star. I'm telling you, they're shooting at me from everywhere.
Everybody's against me. Governor Engler, Governor Bush, all the governors, all the senators, but we're going to kill them.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. We're speaking today with Alexander Jutkiewicz. He is Group SJR CEO and also the author of The Strategic Storyteller, a content marketing in the age of the educated consumer. And we do consume a lot these days, and we need to educate ourselves. Alexander, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And thanks for the generous and kind introduction.
So, how do people educate themselves these days? Because, you know, I've seen it evolve over the course of media, and I listen to old radio shows in which you used to have the Lucky Strike Hour or the Jell-O Hour or the Chase and Sanborn Hour, and then you moved into these 30 and 60 second ads, which seem to be the norm forever. And I guess now you're kind of moving back into a more organic form of advertisement, and which probably involves more storytelling that's not just contained in those 30s and 60s. How do we get that process these days?
Well, the process, and you rightly point out, is that we now, as marketers, we were taught to create disruption, to have inflection points, to think around campaigns where they started and stopped, The reality today is it's gotten too expensive and too difficult to pull off disruption. So what do we do now? We really have moved from a disruption model to a new kind of model, seamlessness. The seamless introduction of the ideas and offerings and personality of a brand or of a product into our lives. It has to actually fit in logically. We don't have as many disruptive moments where we sort of gather everybody's attention. It's gotten really too difficult to do that. And given the fact that we're in the ephemeral age of marketing, where repetition isn't necessarily such a good thing because we can cut the cord, we can change the channel, we can do any number of things to not see the same thing over and over again, it makes it incumbent upon us to serialize, to tell ongoing stories. So these are two fundamental changes in the way that we market and communicate today.
Is it a matter of just being everywhere so that you can't turn it off? I mean, we have so many platforms through which we consume what we get. You know, we're going to the movies. There's the ads beforehand, which I would note that 20 or 30 years ago we didn't really have. We've got our phones. We've got our tablets. We've got our computers. We got our TV still and our radios. So is it just being everywhere, or how do we create that seamlessness?
Well, first and foremost, it isn't about just being anywhere. It is about being in the right places at the right time that are relevant and that are contextually relevant both for the brand and for the audience that's receiving it. So we got to be in the right place at the right time, like most things that happen well in life. And I think that that's really the way to think about it. We've moved towards a place where we have to be a little more selective, a little more thoughtful, and it's a partnership between the brand, the product, and the consumer of the product or the target of the advertising or of the content. It's a handshake in the middle. We can't too often consumers have been talking at brands and brands have been talking at consumers. We now have to have a back and forth and meet in places that make sense for both of us.
We're speaking with Alexander Jutkiewicz. He's the author of The Strategic Storyteller, Content Marketing in the Age of the Educated Consumer. So obviously, products aren't the only thing that we consume here in America and globally. How do you sell a product versus a politician?
Well, interestingly enough, when you look at products these days, and I talk about educated consumers, the subtitle of my book, consumers are more educated and crave more knowledge, more about the three elements of what something has to offer. The wonder of it, which is the spectacle, the wisdom of it, the knowledge, and the delight, which is the fun. The reality is that brands today are doing a really good job of having that conversation. However, in politics, it's still the traditional way. It's the name identification, and it's one or favorable or unfavorable opinion and one or two messages. Politics is still too much about the dumbing down of ideas, while in the world of brands and corporations, you've actually been able to leverage the educational opportunities that consumers now have to learn more, and you give them more information. The reality today is that politicians still don't tell us enough to know what the Affordable Care Act means. They don't talk about the real decisions that are out there in any depth in any way. We don't understand what really is in legislation. Why? Because nobody's chosen to sort of market that content in a way to disseminate that knowledge. So there's a chasm between political communications and corporate communications these days. And the reality is the private sector is winning because it's selling more product, and the political sector is still in the dumbing down business, and they need to raise their game.
Do you see anyone on the horizon who's looking to raise their game, and why haven't they chosen to do it and implement it on a bigger scale so far? Because it seems like there are more opportunities than ever before. I mean, certainly the internet recently has been a big channel for a lot of misinformation, but it seems like it could certainly be the opposite in the realm of politics.
In the realm of politics, I haven't seen somebody take it on, but I do believe that it's coming. And we're going to see it, and it's going to surprise us, and then you and I are going to say we were talking about this, but it hasn't come yet.
Wow.
I think there's a great opportunity because we now have seen somebody elected to the presidency really sort of going in the most base way for running a campaign and doing political communication. You know, Michelle Obama was so famous for saying, when they go low, we go high. We need to go high in content. both sides, Republicans, Democrats, independents, everyone. We need to go high as a nation in terms of how we raise our political discourse and actually get people to get voters to have a full understanding of the issues so that they can make their informed judgments. The educated consumer is the educated voter, and that's a better world for all of us.
We're speaking with Alexander Jutkiewicz. He's the author of The Strategic Storyteller. What do you think about the stories that the Democratic and Republican parties are telling, respectively? I mean, purely from a marketing standpoint.
I think that they don't serialize their content. They don't tell ongoing stories. They are not giving enough sort of information. They're not using the formula of wonder, wisdom, and delight, which are the three keys to storytelling. And fundamentally, there isn't enough knowledge being disseminated. It's a little too repetitive and not enough surround sound, if you will, of all the aspects of the knowledge that these organizations have.
It seems to me that, Ronald Reagan, agree with his politics or disagree with his politics, was an amazing storyteller, and that had a lot to do with his background in movies and media, and that for some reason, I don't know why, again, that really just isn't being brought to the table.
The best storyteller in every campaign wins. That's whether on the right or the left, it doesn't matter. It's the best storyteller wins. But the question is, can those stories be? Can somebody do better? Can somebody? You know, everybody talks about that the person who's the tallest candidate always wins the presidency. I would say that might be true, except I think Al Gore and George W. Bush were the same height. But the reality is, it's the best storyteller that always wins, and that's an absolute. So goes Ohio. So goes storytelling. So goes the height. Those are the three ways of knowing who's going to win a presidency.
If you were advising these, you know, the various political campaigns, I mean, what would you tell them to do? I mean, it sounds to me like you would say, throw out your playbook. You have to take a completely new approach and start approaching campaigns, approaching selling different policies in a completely different way that you're doing.
Embrace the complexity of the issues, decode the complexity of the issues, bring them to the public, get a fair hearing for them, and then let the voters decide. We're not arming everybody with enough information and with enough passion to get excited enough to make as good a decision as they possibly can. Let's trust and believe in the voters.
Fantastic. We've been speaking with Alexander Jutkiewicz. He's the author of The Strategic Storyteller, Content Marketing in the Age of the Educated Consumer. Educate yourself. Check it out. Alexander, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Happy trails. Happy trails.
That's all the time we have this week on Now It's the News. Now It's the News was created and produced by Derek Blair. For more information, go to nowitsthenews.com. Follow us on Twitter at @NowItsTheNews. And until next week, I remain yours truly, Derek Blair.
Happy trails.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin Condon recommends layering your rewards programs to maximize earning opportunities.
Many grocery stores and gas stations have their own rewards programs. Earn even more rewards by paying with a credit card like Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards, which offers 3% cash back on gas purchases and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs.
Another tip from Condon is to take advantage of banking rewards programs to further boost credit card rewards.
Bank of America Preferred Rewards offers perks such as credit card cashback bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and waived fees on everyday banking services. Since Preferred Rewards launched in 2014, Bank of America customers have earned over $500 million in cashback and points bonuses.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We are doing everything we can to help with disaster preparations, and when the time comes, we will restore, recover, and rebuild together as Americans.
President Trump, in a video message recorded for residents of Florida, the president urging Floridians to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Irma. Florida Governor Rick Scott sent a similar message to his residents, telling them the storm size is absolutely massive.
This storm is wider than our entire state and is expected to cause major and life-threatening impacts from coast to coast.
Southern Mexico dealing with the aftermath of the strongest earthquake in 100 years. At least five people dead after the magnitude 8.1 earthquake. Officials say magnitude 5.0 aftershocks have been reported across the region. Nearly 2 million people are without power because of the quake. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
It's not just a donation.
It's a warm blanket.
It's a bottle of clean water.
It's a roof and a bed.
It's knowing someone cares.
It's feeling safe.
You said today that's better than yesterday.
Every dollar you can spare helps so much more than you can imagine. Please donate now at redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by Hurricane Harvey. Your help is urgently needed.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The U.S. military is announcing actions they're taking ahead of Hurricane Irma.
The military is moving ships, supplies, troops, and equipment into position before Hurricane Irma slams into Florida. The Navy is putting Marines with the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit and two amphibious ships in position so they can help. The Pentagon is making experts in crisis response available to state, territorial, and international officials. The U.S. military has also ordered the evacuation of over 5,000 troops from a naval air station in Florida in preparation for the hurricane.
A data breach of credit reporting firm Equifax could impact 143 million Americans. The company said yesterday they discovered the breach on July 29th. Equifax said criminals exploited a U.S. website application vulnerability and gained access to files that includes names, birth dates, social security numbers, addresses, and driver's license numbers. Customers are being alerted by email if their information was included in the breach. USA Radio News.
Save on the latest flooring styles at Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors like vinyl plank, Woodlook tile, and Click ceramic plank up to 46% off with coupon. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off and bamboo up to 21% off. More from 49 cents plus special financing. And if you're a builder, contractor, or a modeler, our Pro Plus Services team is ready to help. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for the store near you today.
The Food and Drug Administration is filing a complaint with the maker of EpiPen.
The agency says it has sent a warning letter to the Pfizer drug company saying it failed to investigate complaints that the anti-allergy device misfired sometimes during life-threatening emergencies, including some cases in which people later died. EpiPens deliver a dose of epinephrine to people who are having a severe allergic reaction. A Pfizer spokesman says they have shipped millions of EpiPens globally, and it's not unusual to receive complaints, especially when the product is frequently administered by people with no medical training. That spokesman says Pfizer is confident in the safety of the EpiPen. I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be spending the weekend at Camp David, and he's telling the cabinet,
Come with me.
President Trump is expected to host his full cabinet at Camp David this weekend to monitor Hurricane Irma and discuss a wide range of issues, including recovery efforts in Texas and Louisiana after Hurricane Harvey. Trump also monitored Harvey from Camp David, a place he once described as very rustic that he would like for about 30 minutes. The two catastrophic hurricanes present a major test for Trump's young presidency and the way he handles domestic crises.
A New York man facing multiple charges for allegedly providing material support to ISIS. Adam Rashani is accused of